This podcast is sponsored by nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Howdy. Today is about balance. It's about caring for self. Are you taking care of yourself? I'm in a new phase of my life, and balance is important. My business creates quality of life. I have more passion for doing the work I am called to do because I have taken care of myself. And I am fully on, I'm fully engaged, I am fully capable because I'm taking care of myself. I'm recording this Friday afternoon. I'm going to record it, send it up, and then I'm taking the weekend off. Don't do any work on the weekend. Here's a quote from Emily Dickinson. "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without words. And never stops at all." Sometimes we need to stop, but our soul sings because we're happy coming from inside. If you want to comment, go to hughballewpodcast.com. Feel free to comment. This one's a short podcast. My four principles are foundations, relationships, systems, and balance. Once upon hearing a person tell me that he had worked continuously for 4 years with no vacation, I stopped to think about how unsuccessful that person appeared to be to me. Now I fully realize that to some people who enjoy their work, this might be a desired result, working all the time, because that's what makes you feel good. I don't subscribe to that. I think we're called to do a variety of things. Life is full of different things. I prefer to think of life like a musical composition. It's full of variety, tempo changes, dynamic variations, rests, fermatas, and more. With a variety in life, the transformational leader is equipped to think clearly and respond to the challenges of leadership with a continuing fresh perspective. My fourth leadership principle is balance. This principle allows the other principles to work. If we are burned out, we compromise our work. We're no good to the work that we're trying to do. We owe it to ourselves to order our day, order our week, order our month, and our life. That means a variety of things. It means putting things on your calendar like recreation, like rest, like social time, like thinking time, like quiet time, like moving around, exercise time. Balance to me means thinking about the total self, our spiritual, physical, mental, social, intellectual, and so on, the many facets of who we are. Being attentive to those factions, those factors, those parts of us, it's not equality, it's balance. Think of the orchestra. If they're not playing in balance, one section is too loud for the others, it kind of spoils the whole thing. We owe it to ourselves. Think about our total self. It's not being selfish. Caring for self is a priority. We want to be the best we can be as a leader, and we want to be fully present for all parts of our life. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to miss 1 minute of my life. And on my tombstone, I don't want it to say he wished he could have worked one more day. Caring for self is not selfish. Caring for self is allowing us to be equipped to serve others in a more comprehensive and engaging way. Here's a tip to think about. If you plan to create variety in your life, the change of pace will empower you. It will empower you for challenges ahead in your leadership. Do not lag behind the curve. Be prepared to lead change by being rested, focused, and energized. Go to nonprofitperformance.org. Pick up a copy of the magazine, the Leadership Magazine. There are quite a few copies. Each one has a different theme. Each one has priceless articles. We don't date them because the articles work forever. Nonprofitperformance.org, it's the magazine for leaders. It's Nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine. Good leadership is good leadership. And if you're not running a charity, maybe you sit on a board. Maybe you want to continue growing your leadership skills. Go sign in, read it online, get your copy. Get your copy mailed to you. Get it on your iPad. Many ways to read it. Nonprofitperformance.org. This is Hugh Ballew wishing you balance in your day, your week, and in your life. Thank you for listening and thank you for sharing.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.